Let's start talking rodeo. Let's start talking some of the cool stuff. My first guest in the program today is John Barnes. And the Barnes family is famous, world famous in the world of rodeo for being the stock contractor for many rodeos, including, I think, John,
every national finals ever held. My father is only one of two gentlemen that had stock at every one. That started in Dallas, went to Los Angeles, Oklahoma City for many years. Now it's been in Las Vegas for the last 25 years. And that's a very, very proud feat. I mean, can you imagine being a football player and beat a 50 Pro Bowls in a row? You know?
Well, I can't, John. But that's, it's a great honor. It means that your company out of South Dakota.
No, sir. We're from the northwest corner of Iowa.
Oh, I'm sorry. Iowa. I apologize for that, John.
No, that's fine. No problem.
And you guys are a player on the national stage and the international stage, aren't you?
Yes, sir. We go all over the United States. Our last rodeo this year is actually Atlantic City, New Jersey, right on the boardwalk the first weekend in October. We start the year out in Perry, Georgia, and Kissimmee, Florida. Then we kind of wind down up here at the Red Horse Ranch in Fergus Falls. We just love it here. Then also, one other thing, when the national finals goes on, it's the first Thursday in December for 10 days. And for the last 3 or 4 years, I've been a livestock superintendent out there. I spend 30 days in Las Vegas getting ready just for that one rodeo. So our whole life is rodeo. It's not a part-time job for us. Everything we do is rodeo.
Wow. So tell me this. For listeners who don't understand, and maybe I don't fully understand what it is that a stock contractor does, what do you do? What does the Barnes family do for the Red Horse Ranch, for the PRCA? What happens?
Well, I'd like to go back about 10 or 11 years when we came here, and they were just starting to level the ground where the main facility is here, and they said, we'd like to have a rodeo over here, and it shows us kind of a small area. And we said, you know, we think it might be better if we went over here to the hillside. And we were here from day one. And as a stock contractor, our job is to help rodeos get started. Once they get started, our job is to bring the livestock, to make sure the horses and the bulls are the right caliber and the right condition and the time event cattle. And then we help get the contestants here. We have the specialty acts. Kelly Kennedy's the announcer here. Kelly's been the announcer for every year. He's been a rodeo here, which is great. And this year we kind of have a blast from the past. Lance McElvain just got off the airplane from Dallas, Texas. He flew into the Twin Cities, and he's coming back. He was here for the first couple, and he hadn't been back up since. So our job is to make sure the show flows. If there's any problems, any hiccups, it's our fault. Nobody else's. So that's
I like a guy who takes responsibility.
Yeah.
Take accountability, John. I certainly like that. We're talking with John Barnes of the famed Barnes family. They provide the livestock for rodeos around the nation, including the PRCA event here that, by the way, is tonight and Saturday, tomorrow, here at the Red Horse Ranch. And we'll tell you a little bit later in the program, in just a couple of minutes, how you can get tickets, how you can come down here. It's a great, great show. Talk about, if you would, John, and this must come up, the safety of the animals, the well-being of the animals, the making sure that they're in great condition and that they're not overstressed or anything like that. Talk about that side of it.
That's a very interesting side, and that's a side that I'm myself am most proud of, because the livestock we raise, every horse that will perform at this rodeo, we raised. We have a horse that we're very proud of, but named a Red Horse Crossing, and that's named after this facility. But in the rule book, I mean, there's probably 2 inches of the rule book, and probably half an inch of it is just about the care of the livestock at the facility. There's a veterinarian who checks the livestock when we first get here. He's here for every competitive run. Now, there's no doctor here for the contestants, as your name is, but no doctor. Well, the animals have their own doctor here ready for them. So tell us that we're not doing something right there. But also, our biggest thing as stock contractors is to keep the herd fresh. The animals we have here, they've been at the ranch resting for the last couple of weeks. June's a very busy month. July is a wonderful month. But August gets to be really tough because they've been working all year long. When we talk about working, it's 8 seconds at a time. For a whole lifetime, they work maybe 5 minutes a whole year. And can you imagine that? I mean, work 5 minutes, and we feed them in the morning first thing, we feed them at night last thing, we take care of them. They have a livelihood like I can't believe. When I get reincarnated, I'm going to be a buckhorn.
Well, and it behooves you and the rodeo industry to make sure that the animals are in great shape, because that's your livelihood too. They have a great life, but they're also the way that you make your living, John. Your family's made your living now for, what, 50 years at this business, right?
Yes, sir, over 60 years. My dad started in 1950, and we were very fortunate in July My father was at Spooner, Wisconsin for the 60th year in a row, which is a world record. The only contractor been in the same committee for 60 years. So that means we have 51 more years here at Red Horse Ranch. But the thing of the livestock, everybody says, well, you can buy more. You can't buy more. You have to take care of what you have in order to improve your herd. If you don't take care of them, they don't perform well. An animal does what they want, when they want, and how they want. If they don't feel well, they're not going to perform well. And then what do?
How many animals do you have?
Several. we have right at 350 horses total at the ranch, and we have about 200 head of bulls. Here we have four semi-loads that are here. Matter of fact, this year for special, we've brought gooseneck load of bulls all the way from North Carolina to come up for this rodeo.
Wow.
So there's a lot of expense in the transportation. The transportation is very unique. You know, they talk about all these regulations, but think about it. We don't worry as much about the regulations of the DOT, which we take care of. Don't come throw me in jail. But we worry more about the livestock that we're hauling to make sure that when we get there, they're comfortable and rested, because we're hauling the athletes of the rodeo business.
So it's cool outside today, John. It's not. I don't think this is your normal August day. At least for me, it doesn't feel like it. It almost feels like you and I were talking before we came on the air that we're going to kick off for a football game here pretty soon. I would think that'd be a positive for the animals, as well as the guys and gals riding them, right?
Oh, exactly. This is a wonderful way to have it. I mean, it's not hot, it's not steamy, it's not humid. I mean, there's some of the summer times up here, you either got mosquitoes eating you alive or so muggy you can't breathe. The stock is feeling really well. We fed this morning, and the horses started rolling around, and that's a good sign. When they roll around, they're scratching their back kind of a thing, and the bulls are pawing in the dirt. They're feeling good. They're feeling fresh. And like you say, it's ready for kickoff for the first game of the year.
How well do these animals eat? I'm thinking they eat pretty well, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They eat really well. We bring our own grain with us to keep a steady diet, and then we get the hay where we're at. But it's kind of something. A horse will eat about 8 pounds of grain a day, and a bull will eat up to 15 pounds of corn a day. And the hay is kind of a free choice, you know, deal. The water consumption varies a little bit from the heat and everything else, but we always make sure that plenty of water and the hay is a high quality. And that's the most important we have, is the feed intake of our animals.
Now, tell me about the match set of saddle horses that are used in the opening ceremonies. That's got to be quite a sight to see that happening, John.
That's a very good, very nice sight, but a very tough sight. It's hard to find matched horses, sorrel, stocking-legged, four white socks, and a bald, blazed face. Very patriotic opening. We use seven of them for the opening. We have 30 horses total, saddle horses, just for that event or that part of the rodeo. And we have them anywhere from three-year-olds just kind of getting started to horses that are 27 years old. And what was really fun is that this spring we had a nice lady come up to the ranch about an hour south of us and said, you know, I'd like to have a horse I just kind of have around, kind of basically as a pet, but I want to be able to ride it when I can. So we sold her Max, and Max has been on the road for 15 years, and she just thinks he's better than a puppy dog.
We're talking with John Barnes of the Barnes family that provides the stock for the PRCA Rodeo here at the Red Horse Ranch near Fergus Falls. One more question, John. I'll let you get going. I know you have many things to do before the first show tonight. Talk about some of the human athletes that are here today. There's going to be some familiar names in the rodeo world and some local names. I'm seeing a lot of folks from South Dakota, North Dakota. There's some people from our area and some very talented people from around the country competing here.
Yeah, it is. It's wonderful. And before I get to that, there's one thing I'd like to tell you about the contestants that come here to compete. They come from Missouri, Wisconsin, all over the country. But when they first come here, you ought to see them get out of the truck. You thought about going to New York City and looking up to see all the high-rise buildings. Here they just drop their mouth open to see the facility here where people can see the stock and the way they set. But we have Joe Gunnerson, the NFR bareback rider, is here. J.J. Elshire and his brother Cole Elshire are here. Detroit Lakes fame Brett Stahls is here in the bull riding. It goes on and on and on. And each day is going to be a performance that's going to be worth watching no matter where you come from.
Excellent, excellent. So throw out a couple names, I'm sorry, if you could.
A couple more names.
Yep.
Okay, past names here has been Jesse Bell. He had a horse of ours called Little Thorn. She bucked him off here. A couple months later, went to Las Vegas, the National Finals Rodeo rematch. She won again. There's been a lot of NFR matches start here and go on to the Las Vegas. Tyler Corrington has been here before. Right now, he's number two in the world under bronc riding. So this is a mainstay for the PRCA contestants.
Excellent. John, thank you. Thanks for stopping by. Great information. Can't wait for the show this weekend. And I would encourage everybody, right, to come out and check it out. It's great family entertainment. It's not crazy wild stuff. It's meant for everybody from 108 years old down to 8 months old, right?
Grandma and grandpa can bring the grandkids, but the teenagers can bring their dates. So you're going to enjoy it, so trust me.
Perfect. John Barnes of the famed Barnes family of Iowa. They provide the stock. They're a stock contractor for rodeos around the country, including the PRCA event here at the Red Horse Ranch near Fergus Falls, Minnesota.